welcome everybody to our show today. We're coming up on a fun and exciting time for everybody in IT, which is annual planning time. To talk about annual planning, I'm excited to welcome our guest, Wes Eugene. Wes has been a leader of multiple IT organizations from Aflac to Anthem, and most recently was the CIO of IDEO, a leading professional services firm. We started the conversation talking about how planning can be a somewhat contentious event, mostly because we have different people fighting for different funds. Now, you've been in a situation both as, you know, representing maybe a business unit or product line, to also being a CIO, having to manage the different people who are fighting for their things. I mean, have you been in situations where the conversation can get heated?
Oh, yeah. All the time. You know, tensions can run pretty high.
Yeah. So how do you deal with that? How do you help bring different parties together and align on the vision, align on the strategy in light of this tension that can exist?
Yeah. So there are a few key things to do in those experiences. Things that I have done in those moments is remind everyone to stay grounded in our strategy and in our values, right? Because I talk about the strategies because, and these days I'll talk a lot more around being grounded in experiences, to be honest with you, because I see them as a lot more persistent than strategies. But prior to emphasizing the experience, I would make sure that everyone that's coming and building a case is articulating the business case in the context of the strategies of the business. And so from that standpoint, it forces you to look holistically at the needs of the business and not just the needs of your department or your product line or your business segment. You have to look at where the company is going overall, what the needs of the customer are, and you have to, frankly, you know, your needs and your requests have to be in service to those outcomes. And where they're not, you've got to be able to articulate why we should be making an investment that isn't aligned to our key pillars, our strategy, the core experiences that we're servicing, because you may be fully misaligned, you know, or we might be missing something. There may have been a need for us to invest more in, say, the workplace modernization that we had been ignoring, and maybe it should have been a pillar. So I would also say that it's really critical for people to be excellent storytellers. That's not a skill that IT has. IT, make friends with marketing. Help, take them to lunch, take them out for drinks. Learn all you can about great storytelling from your marketing friends, because being able to articulate stories that help move the executive team to action is really important. And articulating those stories in the context of experiences, core strategies, and core values also wins the day.
And for you, you in leadership role, sometimes you have to report up the strategy to your board and your executive leadership team. You know, is there anything you try to do when you talk about your team's investments for the following year, that in how you do the storytelling? Do you use any frameworks or thoughts around how you communicate that value?
Yeah, so one framework that's helped me to become a much better storyteller, especially around the annual business planning process, is technology business management. Like understanding TBM, and then frankly, depending on how deeply your organization is engaged in this cloud footprint, understanding FinOps as well, being able to bring those frameworks in helps you connect the dot in the stories. It helps you answer the question why, right? You've got, you know, what, why, where, when all, you know, getting down to it, you really need to have a framework to help you tell that story. And you need to have that story be data driven. We're not talking about, when I talk about some great storytelling, I'm not talking about Hollywood here. This is not a work of fiction. This is data driven storytelling, and you need rich, reliable, and hopefully near real time to real time data that will strengthen your story.
You know, one of the things many IT people aren't well versed in is finance, and finance has a big role in, of course, your annual plan. Sometimes we can even say sometimes the finance teams are a little more conservative. They can be a little bit more resistant to change. You know, how have you worked with your finance leaders' counterparts?
Yeah, so it's been interesting. So the pendulum shifts, right? And what I mean by that is, and I'll state my personal preference after I state like what's actually happened, but the pendulum shifts. And what I mean is the organization is usually either structured in a way where finance has all of the information and resources necessary, and then there are liaisons from finance that are business partners for you, right? So you may have a finance business partner aligned to IT, another one that's aligned to marketing, so on and so forth. The other variation of this is where all the shared services, all the business units have their own financial leaders that are embedded and have direct reporting accountability within that business unit. Mm-hmm. And then they in turn have a dotted line, or they liaise with the finance department, right? My personal preference, I'd like to have my financial leader like directly accountable to me and liaising with the finance department, but we don't have enough time in this podcast to talk about why. but I would say that in either case, it's a partnership between the business, finance, and IT. It's a true partnership that's necessary. It shouldn't be territorial. And it's to finance's benefit that IT wants to increase its financial IQ, that IT wants to be a little more financially smart and finance savvy is a good thing. It'll ultimately accrue to the favor of the finance team and probably reduce their workload just a little bit. And so I always encourage that. But that's why I'm typically looking at, and the way I reduce the friction is really being hyper transparent. Yeah. Here's a technology that we've bought. I'm not trying to hide anything from finance. Here's what it does. Here's what it's doing for the business. And in an organization where the relationships are solid, what you'll find is that IT actually doesn't have to argue for technology investment anymore. If you're using TBM, if you have strong technology like Apptio or something similar to help drive that, if you're using great ITSM systems like ServiceNow and things of that nature that enable that entire continuity of planning and insights, then what you find is your business leaders should be smart enough about technology that they need and smart enough about the money needed to deliver on that technology, that your business leaders should be able to be the tip of the spear in articulating the need for investment. And you could just be there as your biggest cheerleader. You're great at that, Greg. Sally, that was perfect. In a perfect world, that's in an optimized environment, that's what it looks like. In a suboptimal environment, you'll find the IT making business cases, and you may find finance looking both at IT and the business with a little bit of skepticism.
One comment you just made that was interesting is having IT be financially savvy. So for up and coming IT leaders, do you recommend that they do try to get well versed in finance terminology and things like that?
Yeah. So, My answer is going to kind of be mixed, right? I don't think that IT people should look to get a degree in accounting or anything like that. It's helpful to do a little finance one-on-one so that they understand what an accrual is, right? They understand what it means when finance says it's month end. They have an understanding of what CapEx and OpEx is, right? Like, there's some basics, fundamentals that they should learn. But beyond that, I think if they simply learn technology business management, the process of learning and applying that framework would actually up their finance IQ and acumen enough to be a relevant and collaborative partner with both finance and the business in making a lot of these core decisions. So that's the shortcut. Learn TBM. The longer way is go back to school. You choose.